I love when a poem can tell a story in miniature. With just a few well-selected cues, a poet can stimulate our imagination to fill in an entire backstory. A great example is Theodor Rütke's poem, My Papa's Waltz, which takes us into a kitchen somewhere in the American Midwest in the 1920s or 30s. The poem has only 16 short lines, so it's as if we've been given just one scene in a much longer novel or memoir. And what we don't get in lengthy character development or multiple plot lines, we do get in the interesting questions raised by the scene, which in turn has the value of bringing into view, and perhaps challenging, our assumptions as we try to make sense of it. Rütke creates these effects deliberately by narrating the scene from the perspective of a small child, which in turn creates a kind of irony. What do we see that the child might not? And from this arises an uncertainty of tone. Some listeners hear only a rambunctious expression of love between a child and his papa. Others detect darker overtones of fear or emotional abuse. Could it be both? Perhaps this latter perspective is only caused by shifting cultural values around such issues as alcoholism or gender relations. See what you think. My Papa's Waltz by Theodor Rütke. The whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans slid from the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not unfrown itself. The hand that held my wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt.